Sur le tournage d'un bout de souffle mythique de Jean-Luc Godard. À l'été 1959, Richard Linklater était en compétition avec Fast Food Nation en 2006 et en sélection.
Hey guys, welcome back to CinemaScope. Today we have a little special edition for you because we're in the Cannes Film Festival. And I'm going to be asking the participants that I find on the street, which films did they like the most during the festival? And also, which films are they looking forward to see the most? So keep listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. You're listening to CinemaScope on Radio Zai. Okay, what was your favorite film so far?
I think Sound and Falling was really great, super poetic and very ambitious, and I loved it. It was so packed with ideas and it was so beautifully executed. So I hope it wins.
I feel so bad because I missed it. I missed all the screenings. But maybe I'll see it in the cinema. What about you?
I'd love to say Sound of Falling as well, but I did keep falling asleep because it was an early screening. But every time I opened my eyes, it was fun. I opened my eyes and then was like, this is amazing, and fell back asleep. But I'd probably say Urchin, which I saw earlier today.
Which one?
Urchin, the Harris Dickinson film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just because coming from Britain and seeing how the landscape of British film has been recently, it feels like it's still in the same climate, but doing something new with it, which is really exciting. And I think they're going to make cool things coming up as well.
So, okay. Thank you guys so much.
No worries.
How was the festival so far? How was the experience?
It's fun. It's overwhelming. It's the first time in Cannes, and it's a lot to take in.
It's refresh, yeah. And run from screening to screening.
Yeah. What was your favorite so far?
I think my favorite was Sirat, and
I've
also Left-Handed Girl.
Those are two that I didn't manage to get tickets for. I really wanted to go.
Those were so good. I recommend definitely. Sirat was another experience, especially in the Grand Théâtre Lumière.
Yeah.
It was the sound was and the visuals,
like
the story.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It is, and it was so impactful. And Left-Handed Girl was just beautiful, I think.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's very Sean Baker. Yeah. It screams Sean Baker.
Yeah, I heard. Didn't he edit it, right?
He wrote it and he produced it, I think.
Wow,
yeah.
Interesting.
But he didn't direct it. Yeah.
Very fair.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah, okay. That was it, I think. I don't want to hold you guys so much.
No, thank you so much.
I love your earrings.
Thank you, my grandma's. Well, thank you so much. Okay, have a nice day.
Enjoy the festival.
Thank you. What's your favorite film so far?
Favorite film so far was the film that we just saw actually an hour ago. It was called La Danse des Renards. White Foxes in English.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely loved it. Just finished it with tears. So that was the kind of film.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, how's been the festival going for you? How's everything?
So great, actually. It's just the vibe and seeing so many cinema lovers all in the same place is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's our second time actually coming here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You came last year also?
2 years ago, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead.
Hello, so my name is Lila, I'm from France, and I want to see Eddington. It was yesterday.
The gala was yesterday
because it's simple, I love Pedro Pascal,
and
even if it's a bad movie, I want to see every movie he's in it. And actually, the casting is very nice, I love the actors. So,
Emma Stone, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was the movie I wanted to see, and I hope I will have the opportunity to see it.
Yeah. Great. It has been so busy for Eddington because the gala was full, and this morning was full actually.
Yeah.
And all the screenings are full. It's going super super tight for Eddington.
Yeah.
I wanted to see it also so much, but I'm leaving today and I couldn't. I waited in the last minute line, but it didn't work.
Yeah, I was in the press conference. So
you were?
I saw the actors, but I haven't seen the movie yet, so.
Oh, yeah.
But I saw Pedro Pascal, so that's good.
Oh, my
good.
God, that's a check.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a check.
Yeah, that's a check. Okay, but great. Thank you so much
for
your time. Thank you.
Yeah, what would you like to see?
I would like to see La Vie Privée from Rebecca Zlotowski, because I really like her previous movies.
And also she's French, she's a female director, so it's very important to support them, I think. So yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What
else? Nouvelle Vague.
What?
Nouvelle Vague.
Yeah, I mean, this one is the first one I want to see because I just arrived, but today there is Die My Love after this one, and I think this one is going to be very nice, but I don't know if I could, I'm going to get one. I think it's going to be very difficult, but...
Yeah, the tickets are sold out.
And yeah, like...
Yeah.
With Jennifer Lawrence and... I forgot the name of the guy, the actor. Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be difficult, but we'll see. Yeah.
I hope you get a ticket.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope you have a really amazing festival. Thank you so much for answering the question.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. So, which films do you want to see the most?
I was planning to see Spike Lee's Highest to Lowest, definitely. I just thought that would be really entertaining, and I love A$AP Rocky and Denzel. Eddington as well.
Oh yeah, oh my god, Eddington's gala was yesterday.
Yeah, it looked good. Mm-hmm. I see it's on tonight as well.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there'd be a big queue for that?
There is gonna be a queue because, like, let me tell you, gala was full. Yeah. Like, this morning there was a screening in, like, Grand Theatre American, and, like, it was full. They didn't even accept, like, last minute line.
Damn.
Zero.
Yeah.
And, like, there was even, like, a queue in the Cineum.
Oh, yeah.
For another screening, it was full also. So I think it was kind of impossible, but I hope you can
see
it.
I
couldn't. I'm sad.
How hard is it to get to these screenings? Like,
How hard?
Yeah.
I mean, if you got a ticket, it's real good. But, like, to get a ticket, it's so difficult. But, like, last minute lines are just, like, I think they're just accepting, like, 10 people mostly. Yeah, 10, 20.
I tried waking up early every time, but I couldn't get a ticket.
Yeah,
it's that hard.
Like, that, I know that there are some people who woke up at, like, 6:30 for the 6:45 p.m. gala.
Oh, like, my God. What, to queue? That's dedication.
Yeah. So,
well, what have you seen?
What did I see? I saw 13 movies, I think.
13?
Yeah.
That's good. In 3 days?
Yeah, in 3-4 days, kind of. Today, I got to see Chronology of Water, which was great. By Kristen Stewart.
Any good?
It was good. I liked it, but, like, I think the reviews are so mixed.
Yeah.
Like, some people found it so disturbing. But, like, me, for example, I found it really beautiful and
complex. What sort of genre? What sort of genre was it?
Oh, what sort of genre? It was kind of a mix of everything. Maybe drama?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was so realistic and, like... great, actually.
Nice.
I really liked the experience, but people are saying, like, they found the sound design or the editing so disturbing, and, like, some people just left.
She seems cool, I feel.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's it, and I really loved Sirat.
Yeah,
if you have an occasion, you should see that.
Okay.
Also, Left-Handed Girl. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
We'll check it out.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, no worries.
So yeah, this was it for our little episode today. I hope you guys enjoyed listening, and I cannot wait to share with you all my other experiences and also my thoughts on the films that I watched during the Cannes Film Festival. You listened to Cillian on CinemaScope. I hope to see you on the next episode, but until then, take care, have fun, live your life, and I'll see you. Bye! Golden Globe du meilleur réalisateur pour cet incroyable film qui était Boy Wood. Alors, meilleur côté.